WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week it's an all-instrumental special. Songs without lyrics from TV, the movies, the commercials, and every corner of the WKNR music guide. That's all ahead on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
The year is 1966, and super producer Bob Crewe has his one and only hit as an artist. The tune was recorded by over 50 other artists, and Bob Crewe's Music to Watch Girls By became an instant classic, played by every high school marching band in Detroit during every Homecoming Queen competition for the next 10 years.
Solid music!
1968.
Coming up, the first instrumental to rise to the top of the WKNR Music Guide. But first, a pair of Frenchmen who had dueling orchestral hits in the winter of 1968. The most successful was this one.
Thank you.
est bleu is French for love is blue, the number one Keener hit for Paul Muriel.
WKNR.
And since imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, it made perfect sense that just 1 month later, French arranger Raymond Lefevre would find his way onto the Keener charts with Soul Coaxing. The original French title was Ame Caline, something that doesn't translate well to English. So when the Tiny Four Corners record label decided to go up against Paul Muriel, they renamed Raymond Lefevre's album and single Soul Coaxing. And it went to number four just 4 weeks later. Still to come, the first Keener instrumental number one, a medley of TV themes, and a whistler. But first, let's break out a Keener commercial.
WKNR Keener.
And now we turn to a commercial that seemed to be everywhere on television in the mid-60s. It featured this instrumental background. Listen closely and see if you can name the product. The Disadvantages of You, as recorded by The Brass Ring for Benson and Hedges 100s. The manufacturer wanted to highlight the disadvantages of their extra-long cigarettes. Remember the elevator door closing and cutting off the tail end?
If you're old enough to remember the experience, live it again here at Keener13.com. If you're too young to have had the experience, take a look. Mainly, take a listen. This is the way radio entertained.
The perfect combination, you the music and
WKNR.
Keener 13.
In 1969, L.D. Young and Isaac Red Holt recorded a backing track for Barbara Ackland's rendition of Am I the Same Girl? Don Walker added some piano licks, and the background found its way to the foreground. The instrumental spent 7 weeks in the WKNR Music Guide as The Soulful Strut.
Thank you.
Now let's fast forward a couple of decades. The place is Manchester, England. And Swing Out Sister is about to go top 10 with their version of Soulful Strut. That's Corrine Drury doing her Barbara Acklin impression with a 1992 Swing Out Sister recording inspired by the Keener Young Holt Unlimited original.
WKNR Music Now!
Let's start a set of TV and movie themes that charted during the Keener era. In 1966, Mel Taylor's Young Man, Old Man had a brief WKNR Music Guide run, but it was also a very famous TV theme song. Can you remember the show? Have you figured it out? If you thought of Keener Keyman Robin Seymour, you were right. Robin was Detroit's answer to Dick Clark with his popular Swingin' Time TV show, which aired across the river on Windsor's CKLW TV9. And then there's this instantly recognizable theme. Before we turn to the movies, here's one more TV theme. The Viscounts recorded this one years before Stacy Keach appropriated it as the theme from the Mike Hammer TV series. Not bad. Those are the Viscounts with Harlem Nocturne. And you're listening to the Keener 13 Podcast, a series that celebrates the music, the personalities, and the popular culture from that time in the 60s when everybody was cruising Woodward Avenue and WKNR was the number one station in Detroit. Almost everything we're playing this week is a listener request, and we'd love to hear from you, too. Send us your feedback by clicking the contact link at Keener13.com.
Now it's time to play.
more of our all-instrumental podcast special.
WKNR, Keener 13.
Nothing beats the original. The Lalo Schifrin composed theme to the Mission Impossible television series. And I gotta tell you, when I heard how they took away the 5/4 tempo in the original movie version of this one, I was sorely disappointed. Well, let's go back to 1969. I was a ninth grader at Slauson Junior High School in Ann Arbor, and when it got dark, Keener's signal disappeared from my radio dial. And when 11:30 p.m. rolled around, I turned south to listen to Jay Roberts and WJR's Night Flight 760. Well, even for an adolescent insomniac, the first half hour of that show was akin to Ambien. And that year, Ferranti and Teicher's theme from Midnight Cowboy was part of my nightly sleep prescription.
Thank you.
Remember those twin pianos and how they sounded on your Fisher stereo system? That's Ferrati and Teicher's one and only WKNR Music Guide hit, and it went all the way to number 4 in November of 1969.
It's Nesbitt's orange-flavored soda pop time!
Nesbitt's orange!
Nesbitt's orange!
Wonderfully orangey! Orangey good! Good!
Nesbitt's orange!
Nesbitt's orange!
Nesbitt's orange soda pop! Soda pop! Soda pop! Wonderfully orangey, orangey good! Soda pop!
Nesbitt's orange! Wonderfully orangey!
Orangey good!
Drink 'em up, flavorful!
Soda pop!
Well, JB, that's your new radio spot. What do you think? Huh? Huh?
That is the dumbest commercial I've ever heard.
Well, what if we got a slogan, JB?
Huh?
The un-orange?
Dumb.
It's the real orange?
Dumb.
You got a lot to orange.
Dumb.
Nesbitt's orange soda.
Dumb.
Get Nesbitt's orange-flavored soda pop.
In Keenerland on WKNR, we're having fun.
When I first heard the song I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman, I wondered what a German emperor would need with a caped crusader. Well, I quickly learned that in this case, Batman was defined as a British soldier assigned as an officer's servant. And equally strange, who the heck was Whistling Jack Smith, the guy credited as the artist in this song? In reality, the name is a parody on Whispering Jack Smith, a soft-spoken singer whose voice was damaged during World War I. And the noises are primarily made by Great Britain's Mike Sam Singers. Never heard of them? Well, you've heard their kids. The Sam's children are the ones who do the weird chanting on the Beatles recording of I Am the Walrus. The Whistlers in this case are led by the recording producer, Noel Walker. And the song was originally titled Too Much Birdseed before someone came up with a German-British Gotham City concoction. But perhaps the most surprised people of all were the folks at Decca who never in a million years expected I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman to become a hit. And if you're really paying attention, you'll notice that the stereo version of that song has the word oi at the end, while the mono single features Noel Walker's utterance of hey. Such is the trivia associated with Whistling Jack Smith and I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman, which peaked at number 8 on Keener in May of 1967.
WKNR Keener 13.
And now, from the fall of 1965, here's the very first instrumental Keener hit number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Buonanotte, amore. Ti vedrò nei miei sogni. Buonanotte a te che sei lontana.
Nini Rosso was an Italian trumpeter who somehow found his way into the upper stratosphere of American popular music with his one-hit wonder, Il Silenzio. And it became the very first instrumental to reach the top of the WKNR Music Guide. Well, we couldn't finish this program without playing one of the most popular Keener instrumentals of all time. It was recorded by a comedy writer for the Smothers Brothers TV show, and it went all the way to number one in June of 1968. Here's Mason Williams with Classical Gas. Our all-instrumental Keener podcast. Special thanks to John Freest, the rock and roll detective, who helped us procure some of the rarer tunes you heard on today's show. And thanks to Jonathan Wolford at Jingles.com for allowing us to use those great Pam's Keener jingles. The Keener podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. We record the show with Adobe Audition and host the program at Bluehost.com. We're in the process of producing our Class of 1966 reunion special and want to include your memories about the year you graduated from high school. Send us your requests and recollections by clicking the contact link at Keener13.com. We leave you with one more of the great WKNR instrumentals. It's one of four Keener hits for Booker T and the MGs. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for making every season Keener season.
In horror.